30, who was we? What was we doing? We was nothing. Why would we sit down and write a book like that? What white person would sit down and write a book like that?
Right.
Someone who knows history.
Yep. Exactly. Going back to Zechariah 12. I'll show you something. 12 and 7 again.
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 7. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first.
Go ahead.
That the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah.
So you see that part, that they do not magnify themselves against Judah. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if y'all probably remember. Remember the brother that was here, Archangel?
Yep.
Ephraim. He gathered all the Ephraimites that was here in the school and started his own little camp where they today.
What?
And now you got Cornelius in L.A., so we're going to an all-Mexican camp.
Shit.
It's like, what the hell?
And you know what's crazy about that, Bishop? When he gathered them, Archangel, he started speaking evil against us.
Yes.
Who helped his wife, helped his family
mm-hmm.
when he was down and out. And it's the same thing now. That's why the scripture says the envy of Judah and Ephraim is going to depart. Okay? Y'all got a northern kingdom that hate Judah's guts.
Yep.
So they'll sit amongst us and they'll learn and they'll praise, the leaders. And then when they bide their time and they see Northern coming in, they be like, come with us. Is that not what happened? The bishop just read with the split.
Yeah.
Northern kingdom said the same thing. We ain't listening to them.
Exactly. Yep. Same spirit. So read that again.
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 7.
Let's go.
The Lord shall also save the tents of Judah first,
mm-hmm.
that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah.
Now Romans 11. I'm gonna show it says the same thing. Romans 11 and verse, let me look at it. And I'm going to stop saying the verse because you didn't jump to it before I even get there. Okay, start at verse 19. The point is 20, but start at 19.
Romans chapter 11 and verse 19.
Start at 18.
Verse 18. Boast not
against... No. Start at 17. I'm going to read down.
Verse 17. And if some of the branches be broken off...
Some of the branches broken off. That's Judah. Broken off. Hold it. Get Jeremiah 11:16 real quick. Is it Jeremiah 11:16? It's been a while. Okay, read that.
Jeremiah chapter 11 and verse 16.
Let's go.
The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken.
Right. So we go back to Romans 11:17. Watch this.
Romans chapter 11 and verse 17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree,
mm-hmm.
wert grafted in among them.
Grafted among, get hold that. Ezekiel 37:16-17. The grafting in.
Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 16.
Come on.
Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions,
mm-hmm.
and join them one to another.
That's the grafting. And join them one to another. Go ahead.
Into one stick.
Into one stick. That's the grafting. Is that it?
And they shall become one in thine hand.
Go back to Romans 11.
Romans chapter 11 and verse 17.
Let's go.
And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree,
here it comes,
were grafted in among them.
That's what we just read in Ezekiel 37. Go ahead.
And with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree.
Watch this.
Boast not against the branches.
Don't boast against Judah. Go ahead.
But if thou boast.
If you boast.
Thou bearest not the root.
The root is Christ. You're not bearing Christ. Go ahead.
But the root thee.
Christ is the one that keeps northern kingdom graft in with Judah. Go ahead.
Thou would say then.
The northern kingdom would say what?
The branches were broken off.
Judah, they fell off. Go ahead.
That I might be graft in.
That northern kingdom could come in. Well, watch this.
Well, Because of unbelief, they were broken off.
Judah's unbelief caused them to be broken off. Go ahead.
And thou standest by faith.
Nor the kingdom, you stand by faith. Go ahead.
Be not high-minded, but fear.
Okay, give the mic to Jezreel. He told him not to boast, and he said, don't be high-minded. Where did we read that? It's not a trick question. I'll give you a hint.
Zechariah 12 and 7.
Very good. Very good. Is somebody with you? You whisper that to him? All right. Go back to Zechariah 12 and 7.
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 7.
Yeah.
Come on.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah.
Where's it at, Jez? What part of that? About boasting and don't be high-minded. What part is that?
That northern kingdom don't magnify.
Go ahead.
That northern kingdom don't magnify themselves against Judah.
Exactly. So that magnifies, tell them, don't be high-minded. Don't boast, don't be high-minded, but fear. Everybody see that, right? All right, all praise. Let's go back now. Now we're in Revelation 7. We're going to run through this one. Did you hear the music? That's hurry up and get off. That's what they're doing.
Verse 1, Bishop.
Revelation 7. Let's start at 1.
Revelation chapter 7 and verse 1.
Come on.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
All right, give me that the precept for the wind in 2nd Ezra 2:38. Or is it 13:5? 13:5, thank you.
2nd Ezra, chapter 13 and verse 5.
This is going to explain the wind, right?
And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number, from the four winds of the heaven to subdue the man that came out of the sea.
Right, so that's their military. So let's go back.
Revelation chapter 7 and verse 2.
Let's go.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God.
Having the seal of the living God. Give me that. Isaiah 8:16, I believe,
sir.
The seal of the living God.
Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 16.
Come on!
Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples.
Let's go back.
Revelation chapter 7 and verse 2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
So don't let war pop off to the max until the servants of God are sealed in with the law of God in Christ. Go ahead.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
Right, so these are the leaders here. These are the leaders. 144,000 is just the leading men. Go ahead.
Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000.
Can you put the 12 tribe sign up there? Because people get mad at it. We're going to put it up there anyway. In order for them to be sealed, they got to know who they are, at least to some extent. Give them a clue. Go ahead, read.
Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000.
That's right.
Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000.
Yeah.
Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000.
So how are you going to read that and be confused about the 12 tribes? Nobody, with supersessionism and what's it called? Replacement theology. You just read all of the tribes there. It is spiritual tribes. You can't make this stuff up. Look, I'm going to skip all of it. I'm going to skip this. Yo, hold on a second. Give me Psalms 122:1. I'm jumping. I got a lot of scriptures there.
Psalms.
Look at all that. Go ahead, read that.
Psalms chapter 122 and verse 1.
Let's go.
I was glad.
I'm only rushing because IT's telling me to hurry the F up.
Damn, shit.
But go ahead.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Read that again.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
That's right. Go ahead.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Our feet shall stand in thy gates, O Jerusalem. Go ahead.
Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together.
Now that part right there, get Revelation 21:16. Why does it say Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together? Watch this. Revelation 21, start at 12 and then jump down.
Revelation chapter 21 and verse 12.
Yeah.
Come on.
And had a wall great and high.
Uh-huh.
And had 12 gates.
Yep.
And at the gates 12 angels.
Mm-hmm.
And names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
This is our book. The kingdom is ours. Jump down to verse 16.
Verse 16. And the city lieth.
Remember, said the city was compact. Here you go.
And the city lieth four square. And the length is as large as the breadth.
So it's as long as it is high. Go ahead.
And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs.
So it was 1,500 miles. Go ahead.
The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal.
So everything was equal, like a square, like a box. Go ahead.
And he measured the wall thereof.
Uh-huh.
And 144 cubits.
That's approximately 216 feet. Now that's all approximate. Go ahead.
According to the measure of a
I'm
man.
I'm measuring it according to the measure of a man. But watch what that next part says.
That is of the angel.
So it's actually larger. Everybody understand that, right? Go back. What, Psalms 122 and 3 again?
Psalms chapter 122 and verse 3.
Let's go.
Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together.
Mm.
Whether
the tribes go up.
The tribes of the Lord.
The tribes of the Lord. Go ahead.
Unto the testimony of Israel.
Unto the testimony of Israel. Go ahead.
To give thanks unto the name of the Lord.
Other nations, they're not mentioned here. Go ahead.
For there are set thrones. Of judgment.
Of judgment.
The thrones of the house of David.
Hey, give me that Revelation 20 and 4. Revelation 20 verse 4. For that.
Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And I saw thrones. And they that sat upon them.
And they that sat upon those thrones.
And judgment was given unto them.
Go ahead.
And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
Go back to get Luke 22:30. 29 and 30.
Luke chapter 29.
22 and 29, I'm sorry.
Luke chapter 22 and verse 29.
Uh-huh.
And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me.
To do what?
That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
In my kingdom. Go ahead, watch this.
And sit on thrones.
And sit on thrones doing what?
Judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
How you gonna read all this and try to throw Chinese and Japanese and everybody in there? Stop it! Stop it. Go back. Psalms 122.
Psalms chapter 122 and verse 5.
Let's go.
For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Hey, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Go ahead.
They shall prosper that love thee.
They shall prosper. Now give me Isaiah 62 and 7. They shall prosper that love thee. Some of y'all busy praying for Haiti. Some of y'all praying for daggone Puerto Rico. Praying for Mexico. Well, the Bible said pray for Jerusalem. Like, I don't want to do that. Yeah, some of y'all praying for America. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 7. And give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
Y'all see that thing right there going back?
Psalm chapter 122 and verse 6.
Let's go.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
That's right.
They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within
thy
walls.
Remember, Jerusalem's a people before it's a place. We are Jerusalem. Pray for us, because we're not supposed to be praying, stop the war over there. Okay, that's not what it's saying.
Hell no.
Okay, we've got to move them out of our land so that we can go back home. That's what it's saying. Go ahead.
Peace be within thy walls.
Peace be within thy walls, go ahead.
And prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
Now give me Amos 9. We're almost done. We started with Amos 9 earlier. Amos 9:11. All I want is 11.
Amos chapter 9 and verse 11.
Is that what I want?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old.
Hold on. Watch this. Give me Micah 5 and 3. We'll run through this quick. Micah 5 and 3.
Micah chapter 5 and verse 3.
Let's go.
Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth.
Until Israel brought forth. Go ahead.
Then the remnant of his brethren.
Then the remnant of Christ's brethren.
Shall return unto the children of Israel.
Why? Because we fell. Now he's raising us up as in the days of old. We're coming back to who we are. From there, give me Hosea 3, 4, and 5. This is going to blow your mind, some of y'all.
Hosea chapter 3 and verse 4.
Come on.
For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image.
And without an image, go
and
ahead.
Without an ephah.
And without an ephah.
And without teraphim.
Teraphim are little images we made of family members. Go ahead.
Afterward, shall the children of Israel return.
I will build it as in the days of old. Go ahead.
And seek the Lord.
And seek the Lord.
Their God. And David their king. And shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
So guess what? In these latter days, David's going to be here. Who he is, we don't know. Okay? Give me Psalms 80 and 1. Psalms 80 and 1.
Psalms chapter 80 and verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, that thou leadest Joseph.
Thou that leadest Joseph
like a flock. Thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth.
All right, Jesus Christ, go ahead.
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save
us. Come and save us. Go ahead.
Turn us again.
Turn us again to your laws. Turn us again to our identity, our nationality. Go ahead.
O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
And we shall be saved. Give me Acts 15:15. We're almost done. I keep saying that, all right?
Acts chapter 15 and verse 15.
Watch this.
And to this agree the words of the prophets.
Now, Peter and them is talking about what happened with Cornelius. Read again.
And to this agree the words of the prophets.
Peter, well, Simeon, he's quoting Amos 9:11. Go ahead.
As it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down.
How did we fall down? There was a split and we went into slavery unto this day. So now during this time period, why is he bringing that up talking about Cornelius? Because Cornelius was of the northern kingdom. Everybody got that? It would make no sense to say this regarding Cornelius, and he's not of the 12 tribes.
That's why it says that he went to Cornelius to take out a people for his name. That was northern kingdom to bring them back. It wasn't going to no non-Israelite nations.
Exactly.
That was the healer of the breach.
Mm-hmm. Read that again.
After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is falling down.
So he said, I'm going to build up the 12 tribes again. Go ahead.
And I will build again the ruins thereof. Mm. And I will set it up.
God said, I will set it up. Go ahead.
That the residue of men.
That the other nations.
Might seek after the Lord.
Might seek after the Lord. Go ahead.
And all the Gentiles.
And all the Gentiles.
Upon whom my name is called.
Write this down as Jew. People that call themselves Jewish. And people that call themselves Christians. Go ahead.
Saith the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Now, how are they going to seek the Lord? How is the residue of men of the other nations going to seek after the Lord? Let's go back to the quote in Amos 9. Amos 9, read it again. 11, 12 is the point. He's going to break it down for you. It's not a mystery.
Amos chapter 9 and verse 11.
Come on.
And that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof.
See, the quote is exact. Go ahead.
And I will raise up his ruins and I will build it as in the days of old.
Now remember in Acts, it said that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and upon whom my name is called. Watch, it's going to say the same thing, but using different words. Go ahead.
That they may possess the remnant of Edom.
That they may possess the remnant. This is what the tabernacle of David is going to do. Possess the remnant of Edom.
And of all the heathen.
And of all the other nations. Go ahead.
Which are called by my name.
Which call themselves Jewish and call themselves Christians. Because Christian means anointed one. They're not the anointed one. Go ahead.
Saith the Lord that doeth this.
Saith the Lord that doeth this. So we're going to have everybody in captivity.
That's right.
That's what it's saying. Now, Peter wrote it a little differently. He wrote it nice. Because remember, in Rome's time, they would read all the letters. You traveling somewhere, you got a letter, give it to me. And they would have to read it. It's okay. Residue of men seek after the Lord. I don't know what that means. All right, going through. Remember, Phoebe would carry a lot of those letters. Okay? So that's what was going on back then. Give me... I said we almost done, right? All right. Give me Revelation 11, 11.
Revelation chapter 11 and verse 11.
Let's go.
And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them. And they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them.
So that's the Lord building again the tabernacle of David that was fallen down. And you know, as Israel grows and grows, because listen, you know, brothers say, I'm thinking about the Cornelius and them who said, let's just have a Mexican camp. How many Issachar is there so far that came into this truth that repented? Let's say 200. I'll just throw a number out there, 200, maybe 5. It's still not enough. When the numbers get astronomical, then we can say, hey, you Ephraim, I need you to be with this tribe over here and teach them, guide them. Hey, Benjamin, go take that. Right now, this little number is too small. Even though it's thousands of us, it's still too small. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Because it's all going to be set up the way the scriptures say. Ain't nobody going to do no funky business. Everybody got it?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Seth, you going to say something?
Yes, a lot of northern kingdom think they could skip over Judah. And that's not according to scripture. The Most High says Judah first. So you brothers that's hearing and thinking, okay, I learned enough. I figured out the secret sauce. Now I want to be the boss. You're going to pay the cost.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Asaph is so witty. Give me Isaiah 11.
Let's go.
Isaiah 11 and 10. Okay, we're done.
Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 10.
Yeah.
And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people.
Uh-huh.
To it shall the Gentiles seek.
So Christ is that ensign, and the Gentiles shall seek to Christ. So this is a good scripture to go to explain Gentiles in conjunction with Matthew 4:15. Go ahead.
And his rest shall be glorious.
Come on, read.
And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people.
The remnant of his people, go ahead.
Which shall be left from Assyria.
That's Turkey.
And from Egypt.
Go ahead, that's in Africa. Go
and
ahead.
From Pathros.
That's Sudan.
And from Kush.
Ethiopia.
And from Elam.
East India, Iran, help me out here.
Pakistan,
thank you. Go ahead.
And from Shinar.
Shinar, that's Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And from Hamath.
And from Syria.
And from the islands of the sea.
That's Puerto Rico, Haiti, what is it? Pacific Islands. Go ahead.
And he shall set up an ensign for the nations mm-hmm. and shall assemble the outcast of Israel.
Notice what he's calling the Gentiles, the outcasts of Israel. Go ahead.
And gather together the dispersed of Judah uh-huh. from the four corners of the earth.
Watch this, watch this.
The envy also of Ephraim shall depart.
Nobody's going to be saved if you got a hateful spirit for your brother. It says, the envy also of Ephraim shall depart. Go ahead.
And the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off.
The other nations, go ahead.
Ephraim shall not envy Judah.
Ephraim shall not envy, meaning hate Judah.
And Judah shall not vex
and
Ephraim.
And Judah shall not vex Ephraim, meaning hate the northern kingdom. You ain't make everybody understand that? All right, brothers, that's it. 12 tribes!
Worldwide.
12 tribes!
Worldwide.
12 tribes!
Worldwide.
And with that, we say shalom.
Hit the ball!
Yeah! All praises, all praises. Woo, tight.